Patty Carruthers, talk about having some fun on the water. We've talked about doing the research on the water, the impacts that humans have on the water, but water has also always been a source of recreation for humans and a means to transport. So we're going to take a look at some of the different ways we can have some fun. And we're going to start fairly far inland in Texas and look at watercrafts that work well there, then work our ways down the river to the ocean, just like we've been doing all day. Patty, tell us about this first boat here.
The first boat is a canoe. It's a solo canoe. This one happens to be made out of wood. And it's made for flat water. Work really nice on our lakes and also on our flat water rivers that we've got here in Texas.
And it's a flat water boat because it's open on the top. And that means that in calmer, it's used for calmer waters where you're not likely to get waves that break over the boat and fill the boat full of water.
That's right.
And this one's used for one person.
And then we've got a two-person canoe here, and this one is a little bit longer for two people to fit in. It's got lots of room for your gear, and also is a flat water canoe, be used again on our lakes or on our rivers. Of course, we want two paddles to use with our canoe.
Okay. And then this boat's a little bit different. It looks like a canoe to start with. But the top of this boat is enclosed except for one small opening. This is a solo kayak. And solo kayaks can be used on flat water, but they're also used in areas where we get a little bit rougher water, where water is breaking over the top of the boat. The deck on this boat then allows water to be shed off to either side. So they can be using a little bit different water. Now, so in faster stretches of the stream. One of the interesting things about the differences between canoes and kayaks are the means that we use to propel them. Okay? This is a canoe paddle. Okay? Has a handle on one end, a simple blade. It's quite different from kayak paddles. Okay? Kayak paddles have two blades, one on either end, joined together into a single shaft, and a single person or two people in a two-person kayak actually use this, and they use the paddles on both sides of the boat at the same time. Canoes usually have one person paddling off of one side of the boat and the other person paddling off the other side of the boat to keep it straight. Equal force on either side. In kayaks, we use a paddle that has a paddle that has blades on both sides to provide that equal force. Okay. When we get down to the coast, we get into even rougher water. We have surf breaking over the boat. It gets a little bit tough even for a closed cockpit type of a craft such as a kayak. And there we've
got a little sit on top boat. And this one has self-bailing, what we call scupper holes, that go all the way through the boat, so when the water comes into the boat, it'll just drain right out. There's no water will stay in the boat, therefore you don't have to worry about trying to get that water out later.
And this boat really can't take on any water. It's got foam or flotation inside the boat, and so no matter how much water breaks over it, such as in rough waves, it stays afloat.
Right.
And hopefully you stay in it.
Relatively, you know, with no water in it, too.
Now, all these boats can be used for fishing, but the sit-on-top boat is especially good for fishing. And we're going to go from this segment to a segment on fly fishing. Take it away, Ted.
You know, I thought Roland was going to ask you about fishing.
We certainly can't talk about water-based recreation without talking about fishing.